The president's trying to deal with the economy, of course. We've been talking about that all week. $50 billion will improve roads, railways, and runways, he says. How would you spend that money?
I'm Deanna Muller from Manhattan. The $50 billion is not enough. It's the government who has to now take over and be the big spender.
My name is Jim. I'm calling from Charleston, South Carolina. Curious about that number, if that $50 billion actually translates into 2 million jobs. Still wondering about the $850 billion stimulus from last year. 50 goes into that about 17 times, so about 34 million jobs should have been created. That would have put the 20 million back to work. Well, I guess we've come a long way since the folks declared that the recession was over back in October 2009.
Ouch, doing the math.
Jim, cynical. We asked you the same $50 billion question as you just heard. How would you spend the money if you controlled the government's checkbook? And many of you agreed that we should spend it on infrastructure.
I'm 67. I am all for giving up my automobile for an electrical cart, one of those three-wheeler carts you see in India. But we need roads, more safe roads for bikes and for small vehicles.
So buy her a cart, but fix the roads.
Well, if you're going to ride in a cart, you want a smooth road, right? Yeah. Bill from Arkansas tells us, I'm in favor of infrastructure stressing within the limits, power grid modernization, highways, bridges, and universal low-cost broadband.
Well, thank you, Bill. That's a very good suggestion. Karen writes, she wants infrastructure for biking, walking, and public transit. So, keep the conversation going. You know where, how to reach us. You can call 877-8-MY-TAKE or go to thetakeaway.org and leave a comment.
Lots of people wanting a better way to get to work.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.